Courage for the Conflict, July 13. Gather courage from the coldness of others, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24, 12 and 13. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The very atmosphere is polluted with sin. Soon God's people will be tested by fiery trials, and the great proportion of those who now appear to be genuine and true will prove to be base metal. Instead of being strengthened and confirmed by opposition, threats, and abuse, they will cowardly take the side of the opposers. The promise is, them that honor me, I will honor. Already the judgments of God are abroad in the land, as seen in storms, in floods, in tempest, in earthquakes, in peril by land and by sea. The great I Am is speaking to those who make void His law. When God's wrath is poured out upon the earth, who will then be able to stand? Now is the time for God's people to show themselves true to principle. When the religion of Christ is most held in contempt, when His law is most despised, then should our zeal be the warmest and our courage and firmness the most unflinching, to stand in defense of the truth and righteousness when the majority forsake us, to fight the battles of the Lord when champions are few. This will be our test. At this time we must gather warmth from the coldness of others, courage from their cowardice, and loyalty from their treason. The captain of our salvation will strengthen his people for the conflict in which they must engage. Now is the time when we should closely connect with God, that we may be hid when the fierceness of his wrath is poured upon the sons of men. All who will gather warmth from the coldness of others, courage from their defections, and loyalty from their treason, will triumph with the third angel's message.